Blog Talk Radio.
Vocals.
Yeah. The Rapture Centric Worship Team.
Hey, man. Okay. So, theme of tonight, I'm giving it a title. I never give a show a title, but All Demons Can Go to Hell. And that's the title of the show. And, you know, I've had a lot of people contact me since this morning's show where we talked about some of our family members are going under some attacks. And I'm really shocked. I was really shocked that as many people were going through these attacks, and even more that they didn't feel safe enough to be able to talk about them on here. So that's what tonight's show is. And we're going to continue this however long it takes until all the demons have gone back to hell. And we all are powerful brides of Christ. We're all warrior brides. And so people have come to me privately today, sent me messages and whatnot, and said that they are going through attacks. And so I am offering a sincere apology that we have not covered on this and focused on this before or made people feel welcome to share the attacks that they're going through. And so if you don't feel comfortable sharing your own attack that you've gone through or that you're going through now, I would appreciate people that have could call in and talk about when they've been going through attacks and how they were delivered and how the Lord has come in and gotten rid of that suffer, or what lesson you had to learn that was allowing those attacks. You know, for sometimes it's that the Lord's going to allow it because to teach you to only trust in Him and Him only. You know, we all have our own walks. And so I think it's a wonderful thing for us to discuss, and we're going to rebuke some demons, and we are going to get rid of all these negative spirits that are coming on our family here. You know, it just so happens that the same time that we have a show where we all proclaim that we're powerful warrior brides and roar and talk about how we know we're forgiven for our sins, that a bunch of people in the family go under attack. And this week it's a handful of you, and maybe next week it'll be me that needs the help. And my family's always been here for me, and I want to be here for my family. So as we go through this, guys, you know, I don't know who has the who would like to share first. I know we've got some. I think it's Leah and Stacy that are online here. I'm going to pull you guys on, but if you don't want to talk, you can mute yourselves. But Luke, do you want to start or?
Oh, yeah. If anybody feels like they're too shy to talk about, like, if they're going through some hard time or not, I'm open. I go through attacks all the time. I don't care what people say. It happens. And, yeah, if you ever wanted advice on it or something like that, I have some really good advice if you want to talk about it. So, yep.
Okay, Luke, could you kind of share some of that advice now? Like, pulling teeth with Luke.
Okay, yeah. Well, seeking help from brothers and sisters is probably my best way of going at it. I mean, it's possible to go through it alone, but it can be kind of hard. Just do lots of praying. And it's like a mind game. You're trying to cross barriers in your mind. At least that's how it is with me. So it's pretty difficult. I get really stressed out and emotional. And basically, I say the best advice is to go vent to somebody. Vent to God and then vent to your friends. That's what helps me. So that's probably the best advice I can give, because that's all I ever do.
You know, you always go directly to the Lord with it. But some, you know, for me, what I've experienced is that I get twisted up about something. And I'm trying to go to the Lord with it, and I'm trying to give everything that I have to the Lord to take away my frustration or confusion, and it still sits there. And then I'll go to my wife, and I'll be like, hey, can you just please ask the Lord if I'm doing something wrong? And I mean it, guys. I get insecure about this stuff, and I'm like, you know, can you just ask Him? You know, I'm not hearing from Him, and I feel terrible. And so, you know, I feel bad. I feel sad. I feel angry, and I'm trying to give it to Him, and I keep trying to just say, okay, I've got the faith to do this, and I'm just staying here. And she'll just, yeah, the Lord says that He's not mad at you, that, you know, to go to Him with everything,
and
that He loves you.
And yeah, and also, there's the theory that a lot of people say, it's like, if you believe you can't be attacked, then you can't be attacked. I mean, yes, that's true, but sometimes the Lord just plain allows it to happen. Like with me, I'm not scared of demons or anything at all. Like, I don't believe they can just come up and attack me. But that's why I get kind of, like, during the attack, I'm always kind of confused. I'm like, Lord, why is this happening? I'd never, you know, allowed, like, I never believed that they could just come and do this. Like, I got over that a long time ago, you know, but he'll still sometimes just lay it on me hard. And so, like, don't ever feel like you're doing something wrong if you get in an attack. Most of the time, the Lord's just trying to teach you something because he allows that to happen. But, yeah, don't ever feel awkward if you're going through one, because we all go through them.
You know, it's very normal to have that, and that's where I say, you know, you always go to the Lord, but reach out to the family. Reach out to somebody. Come on the show. Share your frustration. You know, it's not this, and I said this in this morning show, it's not the, oh, boo, frickety-hoo, the rapture hasn't come yet, and whatnot. I'm talking about real attacks. When your husband or wife and you are fighting, you're not on the same page about this. When people at work are rejecting you because the Lord's had you speak out against things, and now they treat you bad, and when the devil starts using your own family against you, that's a tough one to get through. you know, I'm going to share this again, and I hope for the people that are involved don't mind, but I didn't listen to the show last night. I was actually watching season 3 of Breaking Bad, and I was just taking it easy.
Finished that not too long ago.
Did you? It's been good so far.
The final episode. The finale was intense, dude. You're going to love it.
Good. So we're just sitting there watching TV, and Christine shoots me a text, and she said, hey, make sure you pray for Stacy. She's going through some attacks right now. And I was like, oh, no. You know, so I was talking to my wife, you know, and I was like, Stacy's brought so much happiness and joy, and she's like that, you know, such a strong person. I said, you know, I really feel bad for her and stuff, and, you know, prayed for her. And my wife was like, hold on, I'm getting a word. And so she got a word from the Lord for Stacy, and I didn't read it. I have no business. It's when I figure when there's something like that going on, it's personal. Don't need to know. Don't care to know. Just basically none of my businesses, I guess, is what I'm getting at. You know, got it emailed to her, and she emailed my wife back saying, thanks, you know, I got this weight lifted off me. And then my wife ended up getting a word from Christine, just out of the blue, sent my wife a word that the Lord had given her. And my wife almost cried. And it was just so cool. And this is what I think is neat, guys, is that hold on a second. I'm getting a text.
You're such a teenage girl.
I know. Okay, pizza's on sale. but what I'm saying is if one of our family members, Christine, hadn't reached out and told me to say, you know, that her heart was touched when she heard that Stacy needed prayer, my heart was touched, my wife's heart was touched, the Lord saw all of us gathering together, and all these things come together as we come together as a family and build each other up and strengthen each other up. If you're down, I'm down. You know, if we're all running the same race, guys, we all just want to go to heaven. And we want to be taken out of here. But one of our brothers and sisters, somebody in our family is struggling, we have to stop. We have to stop and pray for them. We have to stop and fast for them. Whatever the Lord puts on us to do, Sherry had called in and said the Lord said for us all to fast for 3 days off of something simple. I gave up soda. For other people, gave up bread. You know, whatever it is. And I'm doing it because that's the Lord simply asked one of us to do it, or us to do it, to help our brothers and sisters. And the reason it's so important to me, and you guys go to the Lord yourself with that. I drink soda like crazy. I drink so much Diet Pepsi, it's unreal. It's my huge addiction, right next to smoking cigarettes. But you know, I ain't giving up smoking for 3 days. you know, and this is where it's the real family. Is when you have a family member that's struggling. You know what? I'll just share their own personal story. My family raised me up that my family would always be there for me and all this stuff. And after my divorce, they all turned their backs on me. they all wanted to believe that it, for whatever reason, that I was this terrible person. And I don't care anymore. I've forgiven them all. But they all turned their backs on me, and I was alone. And that made me very bitter. And I will not allow that to happen here. I won't let that happen, guys. I owe you more than that. We all owe each other more than that. We are family. We do care about one another. We do love each other, and we can raise each other up. And somebody got a word today about how as we raise each other up, the Lord's raising us up to heaven. And I know it's any second, guys. And so the more we share and the more we come out and hand our brothers and sisters, you know, get reached, extend our hand, it could be just in prayer. Maybe somebody needs money. Maybe someone needs us to fast. You know, we need to fast for that person for a couple of days to make sure all the darkness gets away, because the darkness is on us, guys. We came out strong the other night with proclaiming us being powerful warrior brides, and look what happens. A whole bunch of people start getting attacks. That's real. I want everybody to be delivered from this. I want everybody to stand strong. And we've got this, guys. There's too much love here for the enemy to I mean, he's just, and he's coming at us in our weak points. You know, the devil attacks your strong sides and your weak sides. If he's using your loved ones against you, that's a sick tool, you know. And you're that warrior bride that can get rid of that demon, the spirit that's on your family members that are coming against you. Christine said it best, and I hope she actually calls in and shares that again. She said it this morning that, you know, when someone comes against you, that you can take that offense and turn it into his love. You can take on that offense. You know, she was explaining about with her daughter. Sorry, I keep getting... Guys, everybody that's texting right now, I can't read them right now. So I'm going to say I'm not ignoring you, but I just can't do this two things at once. I'm a guy. You know, her daughter was you know, really upset at her, and she was, you know, giving all these things, and the Lord didn't allow her to respond. And she took the offense in, and she let it go, and she told her daughter how much the Lord loved her, and didn't let it become a fight, didn't let it become something negative, because she could have taken on the spirit of anger too, because that's what happens. If you know anybody's ever been in a relationship before, somebody will attack you on your weak points, you know. That's what happens, especially when you're young, you know. Oh, if they know you have an insecurity, they're going to ping on that insecurity in the middle of a fight. And we're stronger than you're a warrior bride. If you're in this show and you're listening, all this stuff's going on, you are a powerful warrior bride that can not only can fight off the attacks against you, but you can fight off the attacks that against your loved ones, family, and coworkers, and financial problems, and all that stuff out of faith, out of proclaiming your power in Christ. And so, Pat, do you want to add to this?
My main thing is just take it to the Lord all the time. Just have a sit down and have a chat with him. I have something here from he and I wanted to read to you guys. I thought this would really lift you up. He says, ask me for everything you have lost through neglecting to harmonize with my grace. Ask humbly with confidence, and my compassionate heart will give it to you, because with love nothing is impossible, and my love is victorious. I'll help you pick up those dropped stitches of your life. You will have light that you have missed, and you will find your wedding ring again. Don't ever give way to the distress that keeps you aloof from me. Be sure of that my goodness is infinitely greater than the sinfulness of my children. If you didn't count on me for help, to whom would you turn? Hope and trust to the utmost in me, and you will honor me, and I'll answer you every time you call. This is good. I alone know how to answer you. I alone can satisfy you. Haven't you felt my tenderness? Are my attractions new to you? Remember all the times you have hungered for me? Didn't I come quickly? And although you didn't see my face, didn't you recognize me? Then make short shift of your doubts. And although on the earth you are constantly exposed to weaknesses and failure, come back immediately and throw yourself into my arms, for I make whole. Look often at your friend, your Savior. This is what I expect of you and what I love in you. This is life together, and it is my delight. How I wish you believed me.
Oh, that was beautiful, Pat. Can you read that part again where he said, I alone can answer you, I alone can...
Yes, and there's more here. I'll read more if you want me to, because there's more that will wow you. I alone know how to answer you. I alone can satisfy you. Haven't you felt my tenderness? Are my attractions new to you? Remember all the times you have hungered for me? Didn't I come quickly? And although you didn't see my face, didn't you recognize me? Then make short shift of your doubts. And although on the earth you are constantly exposed to weaknesses and failure, come back immediately and throw yourself into my arms, for I make whole. Look often at your friend, your Savior. This is what I expect of you and what I love in you. It is life together, and it is my delight. How I wished you believed me. And she says, Lord, at certain moments I feel full of you, and at others I feel dry and deserted. And he says, you are always full of me, for in yourself you are only nothingness. I am life, and you live by me alone. But sometimes I leave you to your littleness so that you take stock of all that you lack and send me those secret cries for help with sincere and humble tenderness. And he says, try to grasp what I'm saying. I am the one and only end. You are still too little for me to tell you. And he's talking about how suffering, you know, in suffering we find him and as a way of coming close to him and being like him. But he says, when you accept the joy and thank me for having given it to you, this gives me both delight and glory. Knowing how weak you are, my providence gave you all these happy little incidents that you noticed this week and for which you thanked me spontaneously. At each joyous cry of thanks, I blessed you. You know how I bless a very beloved friend or bride? I take her on my heart. She doesn't see, but she feels strengthened and ready for greater devotion to her neighbor. Oh, when you help others, let it be for me and not just for the satisfaction of being kind. Purify your look. Make it keener. Do everything to assure our intimacy. It is not sure enough, is it? Not constant. It is troubled by strange earthly thoughts. I only, your only one. Engrave this on your heart. Remember that everything exists in me alone. And she says, Lord, I know this, but how is it that I can just forget it as though I never knew? And he says, you are always my little girl, but be careful not to wander off. Better to stay closely bound to me, face to face, as it were, so that nothing will be lost. I let myself overflow. Are you there to receive me? And if you are not there, which of us suffers the most?
Amen, Pat.
Yeah.
Amen.
I love story time with Grandma Pat.
Oh, I can give it to you, baby. Oh, I'll let you know what he's saying. These are the words of our Lord. And for those who need theologians to know that they've checked things out, this book has the has approvals and stuff. So there's nothing in here against faith and morals or freaky or flaky. Everything is totally from his heart. From 1936 to 1950, he spoke to her. And she wrote it down. And he chose it because she was so little and such a little nothing soul that he knew that she would receive these words. And this woman was very famous in France. She was an actress. She did plays, very moral ones, and she's well known, her name in France. And one day she said to him, oh, my fame, I'm thinking. He says, no. He says, I'm keeping you for me. Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Guys, I got to bring
go ahead.
Very special guest, a person that only blesses with their presence. When he's ready, this is Aaron. This is Christine's husband, Aaron.
Oh, hey. Welcome.
That's enough for out of you for that introduction.
Leave it to Jason.
You should have said, hey, young lady.
My apologies. I was the one who was texting Jason earlier because I normally don't listen to a live show.
Okay, I'll text him now, too.
But he did, yeah, please do. But go ahead and make sure you text him a big high five saying that was great that you said boo frickety who. Like, I'm totally stealing that, and it's mine now. I'm using it, boo frickety who. But, no, Christine just wanted me to kind of chime in. Christine wanted me to chime in kind of with my sort of point of view on our oldest daughter's kind of situation. We were in the middle of just major spiritual attack. One night when she was here the last time she visited us, she's just going through a ton of stuff that, you know, every teenager goes, but for her it's kind of amped up and it's been, you know, extremely challenging, and neither one of us envies her the homework she's probably got to do in terms of, you know, just digging into her heart and root causes and listening to God and praying to him and waiting for his reply and just letting him, you know, secure her and her identity in Christ. I mean, she's an amazing, amazing girl. She's just She's just been, you know, wounded and beaten up by a lot of real rough circumstances. And she was having a particular episode the last night that she was here visiting with us. And it was a surprise to me because Christine and I were for the first time in quite a long time at odds with how we were going to deal with it. Normally we're one flesh. This is like, you know, united front parenting. If you ask mom, you're going to get the same answer you get from dad kind of thing. And this was, we were just divided on it for the first time in a while. And I just couldn't believe, the attack we were in. And Christine, for some reason, I'm usually the one that sees, you know, the attacks for what they are. But Christine was just, I was so blindsided. And Christine looked at me and was like, are you going to let this continue to go on? I mean, this is an attack. You're being attacked. This isn't your, you know, our daughter that you're talking to. This is, you know, and the enemy is using her and influencing her and trying to use, you know, what's going on in her life to attack you. You know, it wasn't that our daughter was the enemy. It was just she was being wrapped up what the enemy was doing, and so this spiritual attack was going on solely to divide the oneness of our marriage and divide us, you know, as to how it needed to be handled. And I just looked at her and I was like, "Are you kidding me? Are you going to let this, you know, strife, you're going to let this disagreement, you're going to let this get between us in the middle of all that we've got going on? We need to be a united front." And we were just, you know, at one point or another, somehow God just got a hold of, all right, it was me he got a hold of, because Christine was, you know, it was stable in the discussion. But he got a hold of me and kind of just muzzled me. And by the end of the night, we were just both blessing her and just saying that we love you. She obviously by the end of the conversation, she didn't want to have any, you know, anything to do with me. But, you know, we just both looked at her and said, you know, we love you. We love you. We love you. And we just, you know, confessed that, you know, I was wrong for the way I handled it. And, you know, the next day before she left for her grandmother's, you know, it was just, you know, we love you. We love you. We love you. And by that, you know, that day, just because we just loved her and we just forgave her and just moved on, the love covered over a multitude of sins. And whereas we were 12 hours prior divided as a couple, we were just right back in lockstep together with what God had for us. So, you know, the biggest thing is unity, unity in the spirit. Paul tells us that we've just got to, you know, do everything we can to maintain the unity of the spirit through love. And, you know, love covers a multitude of sins, and those were just really the two guiding principles that got us through the attack that we were going through. The biggest challenge for most of us in the middle of an attack is we fail to see that we're not being attacked by a person. You know, Paul makes it very clear. Obviously, you know, same book in Ephesians, he tells us that we're not battling against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. And this is like, you look at your boss or your coworker or your daughter or your father or whoever it is that's warring against you apparently in the flesh, but there is a spiritual force at work that is twisting what they see. And if you knew, I mean, let's just ask this question. If this person knew what I knew, would they respond to me that way? And 99.999% of the time, they wouldn't. They wouldn't. They would respond out of love. They would respond out of compassion. If you knew the things that were going on in my heart and in my mind and the struggles that I'm overcoming and the fears that I have over if I don't say this, you'll say that, or if I say this, oh, no, this is what's going to happen. If this is all going on between our ears. And, you know, the fact of the matter is anytime, you know, we're talking about moving God's agenda forward or doing what God has for us, we're not in neutral territory. And so the enemy's going to come at us through the gate of our minds, and he's going to twist our thoughts, or he's going to bother our thoughts with, you know, condemnation or lies. And the fact is, if we could see things as the person across the table from us could see them, we would surely know that they're with us, that they're not against us. And we've just got to learn. This is such a big challenge because we see people, we hear people. I mean, those senses are so deceptive to us. But we just got to be able to see the fact that people all around us and even ourselves can be influenced by the enemy, can be influenced by the sound of birds in the background on somebody's phone.
Yeah.
Whose birds are
those? Yes.
My birds.
That's Pat's birds.
Okay.
And they're wonderful. Hey, Aaron, what would you say to someone? What's a good process that you could share maybe that would be a good process to realize that they're being under attack themselves or other people and how to pull, you know, and of course go to the Lord, but what process would you suggest to people to how to deal with it?
Help. Yeah, I mean, the fact of the matter is when we move forward in our own flesh, you know, a friend of mine and I were just talking about, was it 1 Corinthians 10:13 or something, where he says, you know, none of you are being, no temptation has taken you except what is common to man. And God is just so merciful. He'll give you a way out. And the problem is, we, for some strange, prideful reason, hint, hint, for some strange, prideful reason, we try to stand and fight rather than stand firm and take the escape. God provides the means of escape. And so often, all he's looking for us to do is to rely, to pray, and trust on him. That's what that word means when we talk about faith and belief. That's what that word really means. It's to lean on, to trust in. So I would say the only 5-point strategy I have is help. Help, God, help. And very often, just the sheer weight of our repentance and saying, I was going to, in a way that just kind of takes it out of our hands and says, you know what, I was about to do this in my own strength. I was about to reply out of my own wit. I was about to reply in retaliation instead of leaving room for the vengeance of God and the repayment of God. Instead of that, just say, you know what, God, help. I just need your help. Before I go any further, before I start praying, before I start doing anything else, before I start, you know, taking any spiritual pose, whatever it needs to be, just help. Because we are 100% in need of God 100% of the time. And the more we forget that, the more danger we run into, the more error we stand in, the more sin we commit against others and even against God. So, I mean, I wish I had a good 3-letter acronym or a 5-step plan or something like that, Jason. But
right,
all I can say is help. I mean, utter dependence and God, I just need you. I mean, I was blogging this morning about Moses in Exodus, well, I want to say 33, when he comes back down the mountain, and they're all dancing around this golden calf, and you're like, guys, what are you doing?
Yeah, I was like, reading that.
God, you know, God just freed you guys from slavery, freed you from sin. And we know, you know, Egypt is a type of sin, and we've been freed from our slavery, and yet we kind of go back into it. And I'm just looking at it, and God changes the game plan on Moses all of a sudden. He says, you're going to go up into the land that I promised you, but I'm not going to lead. I'm not going to take the lead. I'm going to send an angel to take the lead, because if I stay with this wicked, stubborn people, I'm probably going to kill them. I mean, this is God, you know. And so Moses, you know, kind of goes back to God and goes, no, please, don't, please.
Right,
give him another chance. He's like, please. And he said, look, look, we're not going forward if you're not leading the way. We're just not going to do it. And my question, at, you know, somewhere in the middle of the end of the post, the point of my blog post this morning on it was when's the last time you've just been on your face and saying, I'm not going forward without your presence? He didn't ask God for his blessing. He didn't ask God for riches. He didn't ask for anything but God. How will the other nations know that we're separate and we're distinct if not with your presence in front of us? And Moses just, he got it. He was like, I don't want to go forward without you, God. It's not your blessings. It's not your freedom. It's not your anything else. It's you, Father. Father, I want you. I don't want my allowance. I don't want the keys. I want my dad. And that was, you know, we just got to take that position all the time. And I'm sure now that I'm sharing this on worldwide blog talk radio, I'm going to have to go in and I'm going to say something stupid at my wife. I'm going to have to go, okay, what did I just tell everybody? Now I got to go drink my own Kool-Aid. Okay, you know, but that's just, so there's my 5-step plan. Help, you know. Help, and help.
You know, there's a big difference. There's a big difference between, you know, giving authority to spirits by allowing certain things to happen or whatnot, but other ones are different. It's not all the same. It's like Luke has said before. He doesn't fear the demons that the Lord shows him. He doesn't fear them. He has no fear of them. He laughs at them, which just takes more strength than what I've got. sometimes it's the spirits that come against you. You know, if it's your husband or your wife or, you know, people that you respect and all these, you know, people that you care for, family member, whatever, when they're coming against you, that's when it's hard to It's hard to determine.
Differentiate.
You know, oh, this is, yeah, that word, between, you know, it's not you having an insecure spirit. It's not that. It's that's what the attacks I'm talking about. I'm not talking about, oh, I feel like I'm a dirty sinner and stuff. That's a different oppression. I'm talking about when, go ahead. Aaron.
No, you're on it. I mean, if we could always look at it as if, you know, we're having a civil conversation with somebody and there's just a nasty punk, you know, teenage kid reaching out from behind him going, yeah, take that, yeah, you know, it would be a lot clearer picture because that's exactly what's going on. There's a punk inner teenager demon that is essentially taunting us from behind that person or using that person's, you know, body or mannerisms or anything. And you know, I'm not going to give the enemy a whole lot of credit, but he's been around long enough to observe human behavior and understand kind of how we respond. And it's not like he doesn't have, you know, minions around watching us and knows our every move and can pick out the hot buttons that just need to be pressed at any given time. You know, so yeah, absolutely. I think you're 100% on it with that.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
You know, the whole difference is that you can be that strong Christian. You can still be that person that you know your Bible, you're doing your walk, you're helping other people, and then bam, you get blindsided with the enemy. And it's that whole, you know, for me, I always try to develop something like, I used to be a person that had a temper, and I didn't ever want to do that again. In my second marriage, I fought with my wife all the time, and it was just constant thing, and it was stupid. It was over the top fighting, and I just knew I'd never do that again. And so I just chose to not have a temper anymore. I chose that I just won't react. And I still make mistakes, don't get me wrong. Sometimes I react, but when you take on that idea of don't react, you know, you know, it's just don't react. Okay, don't take everything everybody says personally. When you take everything people say personally, then it's real easy to get mad, hit your pride, ego, hurts your feelings, makes you insecure. You know, hurting your feelings is the big one because people typically ping on your insecurities. No, the saying things that they know hurt you or that they know you struggle with. That's an easy trigger point. And so just stopping and not reacting and immediately going to the Lord once you feel like someone's attacking you with something and going directly to the Lord right then and there and just, hey, Lord, this person's trying to say things that would normally evoke, you know, a negative response from me. How do you want me to handle this? I know that's easy to say, but, you know, putting that into practice or stepping back or, you know, even if you make the mistake of starting to lash out and then you see where it's going and you snap yourself, we all know at this point that you don't win arguments with a spouse. You don't win arguments with family. You know, there's no winning when it comes to being to an argument when you really all love each other. It's usually hurt, pain, you know, stress, which are all spirits.
Sure. And it's almost commonplace for us to fall back on the, you know, as you mature in your walk, it's almost commonplace for us to fall back on the statement, you know, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But when you think about it from a walking and talking application standpoint, he doesn't like the fact, okay, if you're married and we're having this discussion, he doesn't like the fact that you're one with someone else and your marriage is a living, breathing representation of the bride and Christ.
Yes.
And so that stinks to him. He hates the stench of that. He can't stand the one who created you, and therefore he cannot stand any representation of that. So if he can't get to you, he'll mess with your marriage. if he can't get to you, he'll mess with your relationship. He'll mess with your kids. And
yeah.
he looks for those things that, that just cause the most condemnation, the most shame, the most discomfort, the most disappointment, the most, oh, my gosh, haven't we been through this? I thought we had that conversation and got through that. But if, no, you did, but the enemy's not done, you know, trying to make headlines with it. So he's going to pull out a cheap shot from, you know, 5 years ago. Of course he's going to do that. That's kind of the lame MO that he has. And again, I'm not here to blaspheme the enemy. You know, I mean, even Michael the Archangel didn't give him a hard time when he was contending over the body of Moses. He just said, the Lord rebuke you. And so, you know, the Lord rebuke you, Satan, you know, help and rebuke the enemy for sure. All of your servants, works and effects, get out, you know. So, but yeah, you're hitting on all cylinders, man. I mean, that's exactly what we're in, and that's the fight that we're in.
Yeah, I think it's the, you know, to look at it on the spiritual side, and this is only speculation, is the other night we all screamed that we were powerful brides, warrior brides of Christ, and that the Lord didn't hold our sins against us because he died on the cross for them and roared. And now people are coming out of the woodwork saying, I'm under attack. You know, this is going on or that's going on. And, you know, those two things are I believe they're correlated. You know, I think that, you know, when we really get to this level, the devil's just trying his old tricks. You know, roads we've been down before. Some people never been down these roads. Sometimes it's, you know, it's a difference of opinion. Maybe you don't agree with something I say, and so you start saying, well, you know, I don't agree with what Jason just said on here, but he said it was from the Lord, but it doesn't match up with what the Lord's been showing me. You know what? That's okay. Because that's your walk, and my walk's my walk, and the Lord showed me something for his purpose, and he showed you something for your purpose, for his purpose with you. And sometimes it's just to say, you know what, if the Lord says the sky is red, the Lord wants me to believe the sky is red. Does it make sense to me? Nope. Does it make you wrong? If the Lord tells you something, if the Lord's showing you something, he's showing you something for a reason. And recognize, you know, I want people to call in and talk about the – you don't have to talk about the attacks you're going through. I want you to talk about how to strengthen the bride, because I don't think it's right to really ask people to air their dirty laundry, and I'm a private person, so I don't like – I mean, I'm very open with you guys, but, you know, I know what it's like to not want to, you know, basically air your dirty laundry. And so I really hope that that you guys can really help lift up the bride. And bring us all together as a family, and you know, whatever it is, it's just, please do share tonight, guys. Got an hour and 17 minutes left. It looks like we just lost Aaron. Aaron, Christine, you guys are just such a wonderful family. I love you guys very much. You guys both have so much stuff to share, and we're all blessed to have you here. And you know, Josh, you know, he says he's got a word that he wants to share on here. You know, I really want to focus tonight, guys. I mean, I want to read the words. Don't get me wrong. But my brothers and sisters are struggling. They're under attacks from the enemy. And so, right, quite honestly, I want this show to be about my brothers and sisters. I want it to be about my brothers and sisters on here, my whole family getting raised up in the power. And if you're hurting, I'm hurting. And we cross the finish line together, arm in arm.
Right.
I do got another 503 number, unless Luco's calling from another number.
Not me. I'm already here.
Is that
that's good.
Tori? Is that Tori, brother?
Might be Josh.
Who's the other
503? Joshy Poo.
Josh, is that you?
Can you hear me?
That's Josh.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
sorry.
We can hear
I typed
you
in
three.
Okay. All right. I usually don't, within the last, like, 2 hours, God hit me like a rock. So I got to share this with the church because it's really important. And after that, I'm just going to let it go. This guy in here right now, Rowan, this is not the dude that was, the father was last night on our blog. That was him. I felt him as soon as he started typing, his spirit shot right through me. And it hasn't left me.
Great.
Okay. All right. So here it goes. Most powerful love is what I titled it. Oh, also it's called, this is woodwork time. Okay. Okay, here we go. God is raising us up. I see in visions of our future, Jesus said, it's just begun. Jesus told me that he is shaking the trees, and the ones that fall for him, he will eat, and that the fruit that he gives, or the fruit that gave his life or his will for Jesus, will be transformed into the power of his might and glory. The most thirsty are the needy children, us. Yes, he will cause to fall or have troubles or feel like the world's coming in on him. At that point, just like him on the cross, but behold, the mystery is now revealed in us, his saints. The power unto salvation and redemption, hear the voice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The more our Father opens our eyes and ears unto him, it's a vertical relationship. I'm kind of quoting off of what I heard today. God's been talking to me. Blessings and trials together as the body, which is the army of God, our Father said, rejoice daily. Do not be anxious. When he says more, okay, page two. When he says move, you move during these trials, John 16:13. For he will guide us into all our ways, seeing truths and sharing the life with the whole world. That's pretty powerful there.
Wow.
On a personal note, here's a personal note for me. I ask you, RC family, can you feel Jesus? Can you feel the love? I call it fire,
yes.
But it's the same thing.
Oh, all the time.
For this power is eternal now, and we should see through the eyes of God, for we are all one as a body.
Yes.
Eternal in the Most High body forever now. It is given as a gift. For everyone who asks receives, those who seek find, and to those who knock the door is open. Matthew 7:8. Page 3. We are all part of the first fruits of his resurrection. Cross over together, today, tomorrow, and forever. 1 John 3:1. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called the children of God. Understand the fire that burns inside of you, your spirit. For unto us is given the power of God, Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life, which is the will of our Father in Jesus Christ. Who is the answer? You are. It's yes. Yes, Lord. Whatever you want me to do, I will do. Because the one that lives in all of his children is evident. You know it. By your spirit, you can feel it. God talks to you. We talk to each other, and we don't even have to get on this radio show. It's weird. Sorry, that was my little tidbit. Okay. the Father... Okay, but when the Spirit of truth comes, you are also aware. The Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truths. There's no confusion with God. Just like yesterday, when on the blog talk, when everyone left and I was like, no, that's him. And then I don't know if everyone got scared or something, but it was so truth that it was evident and I knew it. There was no doubt in my mind. Once you feel the power of God and you know it's him, you recognize it, you never forget it. And he never leaves you. It's just he's not as strong, but he's raising up. And the thing is that we are the first fruits. Okay, this is off paper. We are the first fruits. The thing is that what's happening right now is we are the translated ones. We are the ones he's awakening. It's going to get stronger once the rapture hits. The rapture said he's going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh, not just the chosen ones, but all of them. And then when we go into other countries and do other things, we will prophesy in the power of the Spirit and the Holy Spirit, and we will speak their language, and they will understand God. That's what we need to learn, I guess. Me too. That's new to me. Okay, so here's back to the paper. It says, it will guide us into all truth. And then listen, this is kind of my tidbit. It says, listen to this song. I like Avenged Sevenfold. Almost easy. Just listen to it, the words. It's an awesome song. And so I say, behold, the Lamb of God, pick up your cross, saints, and march. Love you guys.
Amen.
Amen.
Love you
Thank you,
brother.
Sweetie. Love you too, baby. Thank you so much.
Josh, that was Josh Barnes, guys. Great brother.
Great,
thank you for
sharing
those words, brother. He already dropped off there.
Oh, wow.
Very good. I really am grateful for the word, brother. I really want to focus on the folks that are struggling, or that you guys want to talk about. If you share a story about how the Lord delivered you, and you know, how you found strength, you know, similar to what Aaron was sharing about her and his and Christine's daughter, you know, how they, you know, the enemy attacks and you kind of overcome it. You know, how the enemy kind of beats you down, and you're rebuking and you're going through that process, and wasn't it, and what you learned. I'd really, really, really love to hear from that tonight, guys. We need to raise our brothers and sisters up. You know, I know the rapture's today, it's always today. But if our brothers and sisters are struggling, we got to be here. We're going to be here for them until we go. We can't go until they're ready. And that's what the Lord's put on me. I hope that's not your motivation for extending your hand. It's not mine. I want my brothers and sisters to have the strength of the Lord always. You're a powerful warrior bride. You're a leader. The Lord's risen you up as a leader. If you've been through, if you're still listening through all this and through the last several months of all this stuff and the whole process, you know what it's like to be rejected. You know what it's like to be attacked. You know what it's like to feel insecure and feel like maybe the Lord's not going to take you in the rapture. You know what it's, you know that feeling, and other people have those same things. And so let's build each other up and share here, guys. I do have Leah, is that you, 66?
Yeah, it's me.
Hi, sweetie.
Do you have anything you'd like to share, young lady?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you have anything you'd like to share, young lady?
Oh. you know, it's awesome, like I said before, just having all of you guys. I love Stacey. I talk to her, like, every day, and she is an awesome friend, and I love how God put her in my life through all of this, because we have a lot of similar things that we're going through, so we can help each other through it. And, you know, I was, like, starting to get upset, and she was praying with me and talking to me and, you know, telling me what the Lord was telling her for me, and it was like such a beautiful thing. He was telling me that I needed to be still, and there was nothing that I needed to do, and that I needed to let him fight this battle for me. And it was a wonderful reminder, because it can be easy to get caught up in the spirit of anger at times when it's somebody who's really close to you and they're coming at you, you know, all the time, and they're saying negative things that are hurtful or whatever the case may be. And so just remembering that as, you know, I'm talking to the Lord and I'm praying and I'm going through these things, to remember that I don't need to say anything, and that the Lord is going to work it out, because if I do say something, then I am going to get caught up in that spirit of anger, and it'll just be like on a roll, and things will just start to get out of control, because you know, and having that reminder, I can see that. Like, I mean, I don't have like anger holding on to the other person. Like I'm so mad at you. It's so freeing, because I can be forgiving of the other person, because I know it's not their fault. I know that it's the spirit that's taking hold of them, and you know, it's just ugly, and it's trying really hard to lash out at me, because I'm happy and I'm finding myself in the Lord, and that's not what, you know, other people want us to do. They want us to live worldly and to live apart from God and to just be unhappy and to get caught up and just feed those spirits. And that's not what we should do. And like Jason said earlier, like, even if, you know, things start to get tense and, you know, you do slip up and make a mistake and you open your mouth and say something wrong, you know, you still can recover and you can stop and you can say nothing. You know, because I've done that too, you know, where I'll start to, like, try and defend myself, and it usually doesn't work if you try and defend yourself to someone who is not seeing clearly. It's just going to make the situation worse. And, you know, if I try to open up my mouth and try and defend myself, I'll be be reminded, like, hey, I don't need to say anything. I just need to not worry about it. And they'll be upset, and they'll be like, well, you know, what about this? And I'm like, I'm not mad. You know, I was never mad. Like, it's okay. Don't worry about this or don't worry about that. It's fine. You know, let's just move on. And then things get resolved quicker, even though they still come back. It's not gone, but it's not as tense in my household as it has been in the past, where I would get caught up in anger and, you know, and I would try and defend myself, and I would not understand, and I would talk to God, and I'd be like, God, why is this not working? And, you know, he'd be like, you know, because you're talking too much, you know? You know, and you're like, oh, you know, and or instead of, you know, me picking up the phone, and yeah, it's great to vent to your friends, but, you know, it's better to vent to God first. And so instead of me, you know, quote unquote venting, when it's really just like gossiping, or you're like, you know, trashing your you know, your loved one or whoever the problem is at that moment, you know, you're quote unquote venting, and I don't do that anymore. And, you know, I'll go to the Lord instead of picking up the phone, because it took many times where I'd reach for the phone and I'd call, like, everyone that I, like, love and I, like to talk to, that I'm close to, and, like, none of them would pick up the phone. It would be so frustrating. Like, you're not answering. You didn't answer my text message, and I'm so frustrated, and I need to talk to somebody. And the Lord was like, talk to me. And then finally, you know what I mean? Like, I finally got that. Like, he wouldn't allow me to talk to those people anymore. He would just stop in the situation until he trained me to go and talk to him about it first. Not that it's not okay to talk to your brothers and your sisters about whatever is hurting you or whatever is frustrating you or stumbling you or whatever the case may be. But you just need to talk to God first. And whenever I do that, you know, that weight's lifted off of me, and I see it not only come off of me, but come off of the other person a lot quicker, where, you know, otherwise it just turns into, like, bitterness, resentment, and, like, offense, and all kinds of yucky things that just sink into me and that other person, and it just settles because you're letting it, because that person needs your forgiveness. That person needs you to be able to tell them it's not a big deal and you still love them and move on and not hold it against them, because when we start holding things against one another, then we're just stirring the pot for the enemy and all those evil spirits, and we're just feeding them and giving them, you know, a place to come back to and bring more evil spirits to come in, because they know that we're going to let them in and we're going to feed them. And so we have to just live in the Lord and, you know, talk to people who do understand and who are godly, who are going to build you up in Christ and tell you those things that you need to hear, like tell you the words that God says about you. And they're going to tell you, hey, I know you feel this, but hey, remember, this is what God says. So your feelings are only temporary. They really don't mean anything because they change. They change just like the minutes on the clock. I mean, at least I know for me, that's how my feelings can be sometimes, where it's like one minute I'm happy, next minute I'm sad, next minute I can be mad, or whatever the case can be. They're not stable. It doesn't change, but the Lord does not change. You know, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So when he says that he loves you and he forgives you and that you're perfect and you're beautiful, he means that, and he wants you to believe it too. So you need to be reminded of that through the light in him that shines through your brothers and sisters. So it's definitely wonderful to have a good family to remind you and help you walk through those times and not, you know, sink low and sink back into the world.
Right.
You need those people to remind you, to lift you up higher, and to, you know, help guide you with their light of Christ and remind you that you have that same light in you. So that's what I can say.
Amen. That's very good.
That was awesome, Leah.
That was really, really good.
That was
really,
pure
really.
Fire.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. One of the stances, because people are visual, you know, and they react to how you are physically and how you use gestures and stuff. But I found if someone is ranting and raving with you, just stand there and put your hands very gently folded on your stomach or your chest, and just put your head real low and, like, almost have tears. you see the reaction of that person. I mean, they'll stop them dead in their tracks because they don't want to rant and rave in you because they see the hurt in you. You haven't said a word. You just have your head bowed down into your chest gently and your hands on your stomach, and they're looking at you like that, like you're totally, totally, totally just defeated or whatever. And then you say something like, I'm sorry you're so upset with me, but, you know, is there some way that I can do something to make this better? Meanwhile, you have this very humble stance, and it works. I don't know how to express it, but you just, they see you standing like that, like you're totally just, and you can even have tears, you're not crocodile tears, but if you feel like tears, and just don't say a word, and let them, and they see you standing like that, so humble, and so, like, totally defeated, that has an effect on the soul attacking you. I'm sorry, it really does, because I know that, I've seen this, and it's like, I hope I'm making myself clear. Like, they just are so taken aback by your humility and kindness and that you're not attacking them. And then you say, you know, I'm sorry you're so upset with me. And you have your head down. And, like, is there something that I can say to straighten this out with you, to make you not so angry with me? And just very gentle. And you see the result on the other soul who's going nuts. It just has a very effective result because they can't stand seeing you stand there like that with your head down and your hands folded and talking so softly to them, you know, like, I'm sorry you're so upset with me, and, you know, I don't want you to be upset with me like this. Can we talk about this, you know, peacefully or kindly? And you see the reaction of the other person. It's like they can't stand it. Like,
no.
You're coming back with all this love and humility and gentleness, and like, all right, you got me. My head's down. My hands are folded, you know. But I'm sorry you're so upset with me, and I don't know what I really did. But, you know, can we talk? You see the reaction in the other person. It's like they don't know what to do. They've already just lost.
Yes.
Because of the humility and sweetness and love that you come forth with the head down, you know, you're not in attack mode, and it's like putting the coals on somebody's head. They don't know what to do.
Yeah, you're not the predator and you're not the prey.
Nothing, nothing, nothing. You're there with your head down, like, all right, you've done your thing. I'm like this. Now I'm sorry I upset you. You know, is there some way we can talk about this now? I just watch the reaction. Watch the reaction. If you want to end something fast, just have that very, very stance of humility and like, well, okay, you know, all right. And you see. And then they say, well, okay, look. They can't stand you standing there with your head down, you know, totally, totally, like, humiliated. They can't stand it. And then they want to say, I'm sorry, okay, let's talk about this now. Yeah, I don't want to be upset either. You watch. You'd be surprised how gestures have an effect on the soul.
Amen. It really does.
Yes, it does.
You know,
it does. And when you stand there, like, totally just surrendered and humbled and whatever, that kills the other person who's coming at you. It just does. It just does. It just does. And if someone is really screaming and yelling at you, and almost in a whisper, you say, I really don't want to fight. You know, can we talk about this? It disarms them because they're not expecting that. And this is God in you handling a very volatile situation gently because they're just taken aback by it. They don't know what to do with it. And they'll stop. They'll stop because they can't stand it.
Mm-hmm.
They can't stand it.
It's like instinctually,
you can't
yell at something that's not yelling back, that's not insulted by it, that's not...
And if you stand there like that, so humbled, and with the head down, and like, okay, like, you won, you know, where are we going to take this from here? Like, I really don't want to discuss this anymore, but, you know, you don't even have to say a word. You don't have to say a word. Just put your head down, stand there with your hands folded on your stomach, like a little, like you're not praying, but your hands are together, and they can't handle it. It drives them nuts. Yeah, but it's how God would... You know, like the slain lamb led to the slaughter, not a sound, you know. And you're just very humble before the person, like, you can rant and rave all you want. I'm not going to take you on because I'm not going to get myself upset like that. And you're not even looking at them. You're looking down. You can even have your eyes closed. And even if you have tears, that will drive them crazy. your response to Satan is love, is humility, is sweetness, is kindness. Those are your special weapons against the enemy. Try it. And, you know, when you see how it works, it just sounds crazy what I'm going to say. You're almost ready for the next adventure to prove to the Lord that you can handle this with humility and sweetness and kindness, no matter how bad the other person is. You're going to prove to the Lord, I can handle this in your love, and this soul is going to be better because of it, because I didn't open my trap and come back at them. Like that letter I read you, like Jesus says, do not engage. Do not engage, because you're giving fuel to the enemy of their souls to come at you. And if you do it enough, I mean, as I said, you could really get hurt. So just have this very humble stance of just, it's also a protection for yourself if the person is really crazy, you know. But you see, that just that stance with the head down and the hands folded, you know, even tears, and they go nuts. They don't know what to do with it. And they can't get to you. And then you can very gently talk about love or talk about whatever, and they're going to listen because they're flabbergasted. They think you're going to rear up and just go at them, you know. And you're not. Try it. Just try it. The next situation when people are crazy, you know. And
Amen.
You don't even have to say a word.
We got several people calling in, so I want to make sure we get the chance to share. But it's wonderful. Several people in the chat room are telling you how wonderful it is. That's great. So thank you, Pat. I can't thank you enough. I got 347.
Yes.
Hello, 347.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey guys, how are you?
Good. How are you?
How are you doing, honey?
Good. I just had something to share real quick.
Sure.
I noticed, like, during this whole week, God's been putting me in, like, these situations where I would have to talk about his love. Because a lot of people think that they can go to hell for, like, such little things, and they happen to be in an open conversation. I'm just hearing the Lord's voice telling me, tell them about me soon, or tell them about my love and how that's not true. So I will have to, like, you know, let them know about it. And he's just been really talking to me in everything that I do, and he's also told me not to underestimate it as well. And I've just been receiving so many great messages, and I'm so thankful. So I just wanted to share that with you guys.
Thank you, sweetie.
Awesome.
Amen.
Awesome, sister.
Amen, love.
That's great.
Thanks. Did you guys hear about the plane that went missing?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It disintegrated?
Yeah.
How?
Wait, which is it?
How did it disintegrate?
I have no idea. They said that it was missing off the radar.
Me and Katie came up with the conclusion that it's like on Mr. Incredibles when it flew inside a waterfall somewhere and it's some secret, like, organization. That's what me and Katie thought of.
They found oil slicks on the water or something? I don't know. Hmm.
Oh, did you guys hear about the noise I heard last night? It sounded like an airplane blew up above my house.
Oh, wow. No.
Whoa.
Oh.
Whoa.
No, like, last night, like, there's an earthquake in California and everything. And then, like, around that same time, Katie heard a balloon pop in her room. And then the same time Katie heard a balloon pop in her room, I was trying to sleep, and it sounded like an airplane blew up, like, in the sky above my house, because it was so loud. Like, it was so loud, it woke up my family, and my dad went outside. He thought, like, a car accident happened outside our house, but, like, nothing happened or anything.
Wow.
It was, like, it wasn't the thunder, because, like, I mean, it was way loud. If it was thunder, it was literally, like, directly above our house, because it was, like, super loud.
It could have been a meteor exploding above your house. They've been doing that in the sky. Like, they come pretty low, and then they explode. They don't hit the earth, but they make a big noise.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I thought it was really cool because it all happened. Like, Katie heard a balloon pop the same time that I heard something blow up above my house.
Wow. Yeah, at the same time. That's all.
And then the earthquake in California at the same time.
Yes. Was it offshore? Was it offshore, 6 point something? They were concerned about a tsunami? Yeah. Yeah.
And then God said he was sending everybody signals. Like, he told me he sent me a signal, and then he told my friend that he's sending everybody signals. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I also think it's cool how he did that. The like the day that everybody was like having a really rough day.
Yeah.
He gave us all like some weird little cool thing. It freaked me out though, because I legitimately thought an airplane blew up.
Yeah, that well, that would
maybe
be scary.
It was an alien.
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah.
I think a meteor blew up over your house. I really think that's what it was, because people are having that. They don't hit the ground if they're making this terrible noise.
I wish it
hit
my house, then I'd be in heaven faster.
Oh, we want you to go with us.
No,
you got to go with us.
Don't worry, Luke. I've been praying for a meteor to hit your house, too.
Yeah. I think it's funny because everybody was always joking about a meteor hitting their house, and with me, it like, possibly
no,
could
it
legitimately almost happen.
No, it's happened several times in Mexico and Ohio and someplace else. Meteors hit the house already from this whatever's going on with ISON or Lanier or whatever. You know, they're hitting houses somewhere. But we're not hearing about it. You'll find it online, but you won't hear it on the news. Yeah, that's happened. Yeah, two people were killed, a husband and wife in Ohio, when a meteor hit their house. That was like several months ago. It's all from these fireballs everybody's seeing.
You know, I know that there's been signs of this and signs of that, but the Bible does say that the only sign we'll see is the sign of Jonah, which I take as the 3 days of darkness, and we won't see it. We'll be gone.
Yay.
But, you know, something my wife brought up this morning, getting back to the focus point of the show, Luke, is the attacks thing. And no, it's a good story, brother. I'm glad you shared. Something that my wife brought up this morning on the show that I thought was very cool, and it said that, you know, like when you start to go through attacks, or you start to, whether it's from a spouse or whether it's just your own walk, whatever, you know, you start segregating yourself. And you start, like, kind of hiding away because you think there's something wrong with you. You think you're doing something wrong. And, you know, I know I've done that. You know, I don't want to share it because I don't want to, you know. And it made me think about it. I thought about it, that statement throughout the day, and we've all done that. But that kind of reminds me of the churches that aren't run properly, that make you feel that you're supposed to put on your dress and you smile and everything's fine, because if anything's wrong with you, you're doing something wrong. You know, if the Lord's not blessing your home and you have problems, well, it's probably because, you know, inner stupid gossip story here. And that's not it. And that is the enemy, you know, trying to pull you away and trying to keep you from sharing, because, you know, going to the Lord or being able to go or sharing it with your family, because that's what keeps you down. That's what beats you down. That's what keeps you away. That's what keeps you from being that powerful bride. You didn't do anything wrong. The Lord is not punishing you. Sometimes there's lessons to be learned. It's not like I'm bragging, but the Lord has made me so powerful in the last few days. I haven't understood it until this has all come up. And He did it to be strong for everybody else, and to help bring all the brothers, you know, help bring us all together, because you guys would be very surprised behind the scenes on who's struggling and who isn't. And coming and talking, I'm not saying you talk to me, I'm not saying you talk to Pat or Luke or whoever, but if you are doing that, if you are hiding away and you are kind of holding back and you've gone to the Lord and you still feel that way and you still feel beat down, reach out to someone that you can trust with this. Reach out to someone that you feel comfortable with to help you get you over that hump, because that's what the family's for. Now, Christ can take care of all of it, but sometimes, like we said, you get that static in your head and you can't hear them. And you just, you're hard on yourself. I'm hard on myself. I always have been. So is my wife. You're just really hard on yourself. And so you always figure you're the problem. The world's real good at making you think that you are the problem.
Yeah.
Well, don't everybody share at once.
No, that's true. That's very true.
I don't know, Jason. You've been quite the problem lately. No.
I'll bring couple other people on here.
Oh.
Got several callers. I keep interrupting. And hold on.
How about 413? Hello, 413.
Y'all are doing just great. Let someone
Hi.
Else speak. Hi, how you doing?
Hi, sweetie.
Good, young lady. How are you today?
Oh, young man, I am doing well, but I would love to hear from my brothers and sisters.
Aw, of course. We love you so much.
Y'all, you want to share how the Lord's helped you be delivered from all this stuff and your battles and your victorious battles against the dark side?
You know, I want to let my other brothers and sisters tell their stories.
Amen, sister. Well, stay with us. I'm going to keep you off mute, so just go ahead and chime in whenever you want. I've got 614. Hello, 614. Oh, the elusive 614. 614, we'd love to hear from you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was on
mute. So awkward, Jaden.
Hi, everyone. This is Chris from Ohio.
Hi.
Chris from Ohio.
Yep. How are you guys doing?
Okay, how are you?
Doing well, and you?
Well, you know, I've had a pretty rough day, so I was just calling in to vent.
Vent it out, sister. Vent it out.
Go right ahead.
I am sick and tired of living like, you know, it's going to be today. I mean, all day long I tell lies like, yeah, I'll be there tomorrow. Yeah, I'm going to this event. Yeah, I'm going to sign up for that. Oh, yeah. My whole life is planning for a future that is going to be here, and I'm sick of it.
Okay.
I hope you guys are all sick. I'm sick of going to the grocery store and trying to figure out how many days groceries I need to buy. Oh, my goodness, I just can't figure this out. And then every day I look for the economy to collapse, and it doesn't. And then I look like a complete fool. All right, so I'm done.
Oh. No, Chris, it's wonderful. You know, we believe it's every day. I don't, and the Lord's taken it to me to where I'm not really concerned. I mean, I want to be in heaven. Don't get me wrong, guys. Don't get it twisted. but, you know, when you're paying attention to the Paul Bagley videos and, oh, this person got this, I don't watch anybody's words anymore. I mean, I do for that's on the show here. If I read them, if they're on the blog, they're very encouraging. But anybody else, if they're not in my family here, I just don't really care what they've got to say. Call me a jerk. I don't really care. Actually, I do care what you guys think of me, so don't get that wrong. But, you know, when you're looking for that stuff, and I've done it before. I've done it for years, looking into the, you know, oh, they're saying this, and oh, this person's Antichrist, and oh, the New World Order and all that stuff. We're not going to see any of that, guys. We're not going to see any of it. And, you know, I think the biggest thing that we're going to see, we already saw it. It was in 2011 when that tsunami hit in Japan.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, you watch, if it's been a while, guys, go back and watch those videos. That was a God event.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that was over the top. And we're not going to see that stuff. You know, Judy had put out a video today that Nate had got, or John had gotten the word that God said that the earthquake that happened off the west coast of Northern California was the last big quake that was going to happen before the mega quake. And that's encouraging, but we don't know when the next, I can tell you when it's going to happen, but we won't be here. You know, it'll happen when we're gone. And, you know, sister, it's, I know that struggle because I've done that too, where you're like, okay, yep, the stock market's diving, and oh, yep, here's this happening. Oh, there's that happening. The answers aren't in there. And Acts 2:17's channel had a video on this. He said the people that try to figure out the rapture by using dates and numbers and you know, this and that right there aren't ever going to do it. He goes, the reason they won't is because I will tell my bride when I'm taking them. And I love that word. I thought it was really good. So God bless you, brother. And when it comes to, like, the words Katie had put in the chat room the other night about, you know, the race is won, it's all done. You know, you have all these gifts and stuff like that, you know. And if you knew what glory was coming to you, you would be asking for more trials. So, Chris, sister, you're getting blessed because of how frustrated you are when you go grocery shopping. You're getting blessed when you're looking at the stock market and it's still not trash. You are blessed for calling in and venting your frustrations.
Oh. Occupy till he comes. That's what he says. Occupy till I come. Every day,
amen.
Just live the way you're living. Just trust, love him, bring others to him. That's what I
good
think.
Good vent, Chris. I think you got more in you. I think you're holding back some of your venting.
yeah. You can't put it all
out
there,
I hold
there,
back
man.
My
you
venting.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I was just been trying to, you know, look in Jesus' face today and, you know, get encouraged. So.
Amen.
Amen.
I have to bring on an extremely special guest. He's pretty shy. And so, guys, really, really help me here and get this guy to talk because it's like pulling
teeth. Okay.
All right. Chris from PA.
Oh, man.
Hey,
I was excited for a sec.
Luke was all serious, like, okay. Luke was like, oh, I'll help you get it out of him. No, I just have to, just real quick, I promise,
quick,
I won't take long. I just got to say, I feel like, you know, coming in tonight, you know, and after the great prophecy I had yesterday, 2 days ago, and a good day yesterday, and, you know, I really thought last night we were outie, we were gone, we got to hang in there just a little bit longer, but I really got to say, my prayer, one of my biggest prayers that I've been praying for the past, like, 5 days was answered today, and it's like, it feels like the prodigal son returning, you know, seeing Blah come back. I am so happy to see him back. I've been praying and praying and praying that, you know, he would, you know, just have God's understanding and just come back and rejoin his family. And to see him when I walked in the door and came in was an amazing blessing from God. And, you know,
great.
Thank God he's back with us and happy and rejoin the family. That's
beautiful.
Yeah, God bless you, Blah. We love you, brother.
We love you, Blah.
Blah, Blah.
We love you.
I love Blah.
And now I'll be quiet.
Hang in here with us.
Yeah, shut up, Chris. No.
Chris, don't lie and say you're going to be quiet, brother. Come on, that's a sin.
I'm not willfully lying because I'm going to try and be quiet.
Oh, Chris, that's
so trying
right.
And they're doing.
My goodness.
It's not willful sin.
No, of course not. Oh, my goodness.
Chris's unpardonable sin is nonstop talking.
Hey, that's okay. Pat had a vision about it, though.
Yes,
so
you are preaching away. And Jason is waiting so patiently for you to finish so he can take you off and teach you how to fight.
I'm just getting Jason warmed up for heaven, that's all.
Just so you know, Chris, she said
so
in heaven. Down here, I don't
in
have
heaven.
To be patient.
No,
I'm
in heaven. You're just
hang out
sitting there waiting. It was so cute, that vision. And he's fired away talking. Everybody's hanging on his words. And you're just sitting there so patient. A big white draft horse waiting for him to
finish. I'm honestly kind of scared.
Take
him off. Hang out with Chris
him.
In heaven. Not going to lie.
He's going to be teaching and preaching all over the place.
No, and how about
and
the other
good.
Stuff?
And that's good. That's his gift.
Well,
Jason's going to have to see to that.
Guys, I've got another young lady
swing
here.
A sword.
So we've got another young lady here who
right ahead.
Always needs a little help getting going here. So 770.
Hey, guys, it's Christine.
Hi, love.
Hey,
man, Jason.
Actually, I need my
that.
Family right now. There's no other way that I could tell Judy. Thank you. Thank you for making that video for my daughter.
Oh, yeah.
I love you guys so much. I saw
that's
that.
So great.
I was just
that's the love.
So moved, and I'm so, so grateful to Jesus for bringing you guys into my life and the fact that he spoke to you about her this morning and you made that. Like, I didn't want to be boo-hooing. I'm really happy. I really am.
Yes, you are. Tears of joy. Tears of joy, my dear.
Thank you so much for sending her that. Thank you.
Of course.
You know, I've always wondered, you know, God says there'll be no more tears in heaven. But what about
except
tears
joy.
Of joy? Because I cry
absolutely.
Of joy all the time.
Yes, there'll be tears of joy.
I am, like, so full of joy right now. Like, I went on there, and that was, like, the best surprise ever. And I just, I'm kissing you all through the phone. Like, and I know that that was from the Lord, and that you said he told you to make that for her, and it's just so beautiful. And I mean, this is what this family is about, and I'm so
Amen.
Touched that I just needed to call in with my raw and real emotions and be like, thank you, thank you. There really are no words, but I'm so happy. And it's not happy happenstance because of circumstances. It's content. It's joy. It's like overflowing,
yes.
knowing that like you all have me and you have my family and you truly care and you're
yes.
truly there. And I'm just praising the Lord. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I can't
you're
say
welcome.
It enough. I won't take up any more time, but I just have
oh,
to
no,
call
no,
this
no,
vibe
sweetheart.
To be like, thank
love
you, everybody.
You. Take all the
thank
time you.
You
want, sweetie. You
thank
know.
You, Judy. Thank you, Jason. Thank you, everybody. I mean, I'm just so floored right now when I went on there to see that. I sent it to her immediately, and I just texted her. I was like, check your Facebook. and,
right.
So that's why I called in. That's who this family
oh,
is. That's
yes,
who this
it's
family.
Love. You'll find love.
Amen.
His
God
love.
Bless you, Christine. Thank you, Judy. Blessing
yes,
the sister.
Thank you, Judy. Yeah.
Thanks, guys. I'm going to go cry some more.
I love you, too. All right, honey.
Cry
time,
cry
time.
Conditional love.
I love
good.
You guys so much.
Good. We love you, too, sweetie.
We love you, too, Christine.
We're here for you. We're here for you. You know that.
Yes, Leah, we are blessed to have each other. And, Chris, how come you don't ever
oh.
call in and cry like that?
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I like to see him cry, boy.
I cry on the inside. I try, you know, I'm not very in touch with my feminine side.
It's not feminine, not at all.
Side.
No, that's not feminine to cry at all. Jesus
I'm
Christ.
I'm kidding. You guys have heard me cry like a baby.
No, everybody cry.
I'm a 200-pound baby, so I'm alive,
healing,
too, and nobody
healing.
Can say anything.
Crying is healing.
Chris, you know, just laying naked in the tub, crying like a little girl, you know.
That's right.
With his rubber ducky.
He does. With his rubber ducky toy.
That's right.
Cute, cute.
Awesome.
I'm telling you, we are so out of here soon.
Has to be.
And then,
we're all
going to
be totally
gonna be,
nuts.
You know, then it's going to be a shock if somebody isn't, you know, if somebody isn't walking in complete love. Everybody's going to, that's going to be what makes people cry. You know, if you see somebody walking not in complete love for someone else, that you're like, hey, what's going on here? What's wrong with this person? That's the way the church is supposed to be. You know, if one is in need, you lift them up spiritually, financially, mentally, emotionally, whatever. That's what the church is supposed to be. And I believe the longer we're stuck here, that the more we're building that into that. I wholeheartedly believe that we are the rebirth of the church of Pentecost that was poured, when the Spirit poured out. If you guys look on my liked and favorites, and I even reposted it on my channel, and I'm not too keen about this guy. It's Minister Paul. You know, I've never been too keen on his videos, but he had a vision of 100% of the Holy Spirit powers being unlocked in the true Christians, and it was amazing. It's like a 14-minute video, and it was so powerful, you know. And all I'm thinking the whole time is, you know, this is what 144,000 is going to be. You know, we're going to have the complete 100% power of the Holy Spirit unlocked in us, and we are going to just astonish the church, the world, all these backslidden, lukewarm Christians, all these haters and mockers and scoffers, and they're going to be like, oh, my goodness, they really are touched by God. Look at them. You know,
yes.
They're healing the sick. They're raising the dead. They're, you know, they're just walking around. We're not even going to speak in English. We're just going to speak in tongues all day long.
Oh, I really glad.
Take a look at that video if you get a chance. It was really good.
Are you talking
about the
Are You Serious guy?
No, not Paul Begley, Minister Paul, the guy.
Minister Paul. Okay.
Yeah, that's out to get us.
Because the guy that makes a whole bunch of review videos.
You gotta know who I'm talking about.
he's made a ton of rebuke videos against Judy and a lot of other people here.
Yeah,
really?
He makes all kinds of terrible videos about everybody, but that one was amazing.
Yeah, wow.
Amen.
It's so sad with how people react to Judy. She's nothing but pure compassion, pure forgiveness, pure love of God, that woman, you know, and it's like, I weep for her because she's not understood in the light that she's trying to be the love of God, the love of God, really the forgiveness of God, and, you know, why can't somebody see that? Why do they have to attack her? It's killing, because she's just pure heart.
I got to be honest, and I'm not 100% sure on this, but I think of a lot of it has to do with the fact that she's a woman.
I don't know about these guys.
I've called these guys out, you know, and I've went to bat with these guys, and they don't say anything to me. They don't talk to me like that. And I think it's just that old time. I even heard one of them say that.
I don't know.
I don't want to call his name out, but I even heard him state that women aren't supposed to be ministers. That, you know, they're just old-time religion that ministers are only supposed to be men, you know, and they don't like that a woman
that would do it.
anointed by God.
I just think they're I don't think it's so much that she's a woman. I think they're just a bunch of jerk-offs that want to make hateful videos and attack people. I mean, they're just, it is what it is, but let's do communion.
Let's do communion.
Pray for all these ones.
Pat, you got some for us for prayer-wise?
Oh, yes. I'm going to read the Glory to God prayer in the book I have here. It's very, very beautiful. You probably recognize it. But, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Good. Okay. 1 Corinthians 11:23. Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me. Let us eat together." The cup of the new covenant is Jesus Christ's blood shed for you. Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me. Let us drink together." Go ahead, Pat.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, the Son of the Father, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Amen.
Jason, if you don't mind,
amen.
I'd like to do a little prayer.
Sure, brother.
Some people in the RCC church are, you know, going through a lot of attacks, and I'd like to, you know, lift them up. They've asked me for prayer, and, you know, we're more powerful when we come together, you know, two or more are gathered, you know. Lord,
amen, brother.
I would like to lift up all the members of this church, especially those feeling attacks at the moment. Help them to stay strong and steadfast in you, and to remember that the more attacks come, the greater the benefit we're going to receive, the greater the reward, and the closer we're getting, because Right now, Satan is wanting to make us all stumble. He is fighting because we are the elect. We are the chosen bride of Christ, and he knows it. And the more of us that he can attack and try and pull away, the better he'll feel about having some company in his misery. And we are not destined for that. We are destined for greatness. We are destined to walk with our Lord and Savior. And I claim it in Jesus' name that I rebuke these attacks in the name of Christ. You will have none of your demons, none of your attacks, Satan, will come to fruit or prosper against us. No weapon raised against us shall prosper because we are guarded by Christ and we are above you. We walk on you, Satan. You are nothing compared to us. Your whole reason for being and whole reason for corrupting this earth is because you knew that we were created for your replacement to walk with Christ side by side. Help us all to stay strong, Lord. Keep us in your faith. Keep us steadfast and walking upright, heads up, held high, and untouchable by any of the attacks of Satan. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You know, I got a person that just called in. I don't know if it's the person that likes to share tonight. It's 818. Are you there with us?
Yeah, I was calling in just to get a prayer today for my health today.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Is this Keith?
Who are we speaking
yeah.
with?
Yeah. Me, Keith.
What's up, Keith?
In LA.
Hi, Keith.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, Keith.
How are you, honey?
Hey, Chris.
I've been feeling good.
What's you?
Chris, you with us, brother?
Yeah, I'm here.
Let's raise Keith up. He needs some prayer for his healing.
Yeah.
His health.
Oh, amen. You know
raise
what?
Keith up.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Go to, there's, oh, what was the guy's name? I actually, this guy did a video just blessing healing on everybody through a YouTube video, and it actually healed my back pain today watching it. So make sure you check that out. Look for it.
What's the video?
Guy's name.
What's his name?
I can't remember his name, but the name of the video is Healing in the Name of Christ. Just type that in, and it comes up.
Healing.
It's like a 10-minute prayer that this guy just reaches out, and, you know, I'll pray for you, too, right now.
It's called
HealingInTheNameOfChrist.com?
Healing in the Name of Christ.
It was on YouTube, just Healing in the Name of Christ. Type it into YouTube,
okay.
And it'll just come up. It was like an 8 or 9-minute
yeah.
video, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'll watch it.
That's good.
All right, but, yeah. Hold on a second. All right. Lord, I lift Keith up. I ask you to heal whatever physical ailments he has right now, whatever is afflicting him, Lord. In Jesus' name, I claim the healing, the physical healing. Though our physical flesh does not matter to us, you know, and Lord, I pray that all the time, that I don't worry about physical healing, that I want spiritual healing, but Lord, You will grant us what you see fit, and you even rebuked me on if you want to heal me, you will heal me, Lord, and so be it. I grant that blessing on Keith, Lord. I claim it in Jesus' name, healing over his body, healing and just complete restoration of whatever sickness or whatever ailment he has, Lord, any pain, any physical pain, be gone in the name of Jesus. I claim the blood of Christ over it. He is healed. In Jesus' name, I reach my hands out through this phone, Lord.
We all do.
I put hands on him in the name of Jesus. Let your healing power flow through him. Let it flow through him, Lord. Heal him. Thank you, Jesus. We claim it. It's already done, Lord. It's already healed. It's already done. We claim it in the name of Jesus. I've
we
seen
thank you for what you'll do.
Cancer. I've seen you heal back pain. I've seen you heal minor headaches and stomach aches. I've seen you. I do miraculous wonders. You know, I've watched deaf people hear. I've watched blind people see. Heal his pain in Jesus' name. We lift Keith up in Jesus' name. He is healed in Jesus' name. We claim it now, in the blood of Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Chris.
God bless you, Keith.
I love all you guys. I'm still listening.
We love you, brother.
Okay, hang in here. Hang in here.
Thank you so
much.
Hang
with us. We love you, sweetie.
Put me on mute and I'll listen.
Okay, sweetheart.
Love you.
Okay, I think I had the
love
number
you
right.
Too,
you still there, Keith?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I didn't mute the right
person.
Stay
with us.
What's your area code?
818.
Oh, 818. I'm a big silly goose. That's Joe. Joe, you've been unmuted for a while, brother. You just hanging out? Just
Joe.
Don't want to chime in? Or?
Hey, Joe.
Joe's shy.
Oh, come on, Joe. Talk to us, sweetie.
Yeah, Joe.
Joe, do you need a round of applause to get you out here? Are you getting the old butterflies about talking? All right, well, Joe will maybe come back to us when he's done taking a nap or whatever he is doing. Guys, we've got a little less than 20 minutes left in the show. I'd love to hear from somebody, share something about, never mind. Sorry, chat threw me off. but the, you know, got a little less than 20 minutes, guys. I'd love to hear somebody share, you know, the healing for everybody around here. It's just about lifting our brothers and sisters up. And when you share, you're lifting somebody up, and right away, boom, get a caller. So, hello, 914.
Hello. Sorry about that. I don't know how to use my phone.
is this
how is
Joe?
Everybody? Yes, it is.
How are you?
Hey, Joe.
Hi, Jason.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi,
had the butterflies, huh? Got nervous to talk?
No, I'm actually, like, teetering off the side of a table right now working. So, yeah, if you hear a thud, that's just me hitting the ground.
Oh, that's cool.
But, yeah, I was just trying to listen while I was working. But let me say hello. Here I am. I tried to, like, unmute my phone. I accidentally hung it up. Like,
oh, it happens.
Yeah. More so often to me, I really got it. But I'm just, you know, so out of here. I'm not taking the time to learn to do. But, yeah, I want to send the show back over to you guys. I'm really enjoying tonight's show. It's getting me through this
good.
Work. So I'm just going to, I almost fell to him. I'm just going to put myself on mute and keep listening.
All right, Brother Joe. We love you, brother.
All right,
love you,
sweetie. Well, so much. All right.
Okay. We love you, too, honey.
Thank you. Well,
Judy, is she sitting around waiting for the big quake?
Oh, please. Oh, my goodness. My sister's out there. Oh, and all her family.
Yeah, you know you're a rapture retard when you look forward to global catastrophes.
Oh, wow.
Amen.
You're really a retarded man. Let me tell you. Definitely retarded. Definitely retarded.
I got the alert. I called her, and she's like, yep, my bed's shaking right now.
Luke?
Would you mind sharing some of your walk, brother?
Like my attack part or just my walk in general?
Whatever comes onto your spirit to share.
Your attack part?
Oh, well, I thought this episode was about dealing with demonic attack. Pretty much the main thing I'm working on my walk right now is to go to God myself on everything, you know, because I do go to God with a lot of things, but there's always that small percentage that I'm always, like, hearing what other people have to say about things, you know, and God's just been really getting on me lately to, no matter who it is, just always go to him about it, you know.
Exactly.
And it's always good to hear what other people have to say and all that, but
he has
reality,
the final
I mean, the one thing that you can always guarantee is, you know, what God says. So,
yes, absolutely.
That's pretty much the main thing I'm working on in my walk right now is just leaning on him and him only and
not other people.
Because I'm always the kind of guy that's like, oh, man, I must be hearing him wrong and they're hearing him right. I think that every time they get something different, you know.
I'll just listen to him in your heart because he'll talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really have much else to say other than if anybody's, like, weary from the race. I mean, They're not. No one's just going to run a marathon and, you know, cross the finish line not tired or sore, you know. So,
right, exactly.
And same with, like we are a giant spiritual battle, and whoever goes into a battle without at least getting a scratch or something,
oh,
you know,
at least,
you're
yes.
going to get somewhat injured if you go to, like, a freaking
yeah.
war. I mean,
yeah.
So it's okay to be tired and weary and sometimes, you know, you know, grumpy or bipolar, but in
mm-hmm.
the end, God always got he always has you. So. I mean,
yes, he
if
does.
You just believe that he has everything under control, then it's great, you know. And
yeah.
that's another thing he's trying to get me to work on is trusting him in all situations, you know. Because I got some trials that I go through, like with my family and all that. And
sure, sure.
He'll always tell me he's just like. He put the analogy in my head. You guys know the game Sims, right? How you're like, it's like a game
oh,
and you control
yeah.
like all the people down below,
yes,
you know?
Right.
It's like, he gave me that analogy. Like, he was up there playing Sims with us, and he literally is in that much control over everything, you know? And so that helped me kind of trust him. It's like, okay, you keep my dad over here,
oh,
and I'll just
right.
keep him right here.
Oh, that's funny.
You know?
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, my son was really into that game. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I never
yeah.
actually really played it, but that's
oh,
that's kind
did.
Of the analogy he just
they
kind
loved
of gave
it. They
me when
loved
it came
it
to believing he was in, yeah, believing in
yeah.
he was in perfect control, because it's really
yeah,
like,
it was
that
a control
simple.
Thing, yeah. So.
Yeah.
They liked that. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But I remembered. I said, you're playing that too much. You know, that's going to your head.
I want to read a prayer.
God is in
does,
control. Yeah.
Leah
what?
Put in the chat room here. She said, I call in the name of Jesus right now, and I lift up the entire RCC I call in the name of Jesus Christ right now, and I lift up the entire RCC family and call down blessings, healing, provisions, and protection. Father, we thank you for that, for all that you have done to bring us together, and we thank you for always being by our side. Thank you, Leah. Amen.
Thank you, sweetie.
Yeah.
Thank you, Leah. Strong warrior of God.
Yes, she is.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. She is.
And then
we're not
going to
start
okay.
roaring again, are we?
We should.
No.
We
no,
now
no,
have
okay.
the infamous 408.
Hi, guys!
Hi, Judy!
Judy!
No! I haven't heard the show yet. Did Katie tell you guys we're having a Celebrate John's Face Day thing?
Oh, no.
She doesn't tell us anything.
Did
yeah.
tell you guys?
No. Katie hasn't even been on here.
Oh, okay.
Katie's
yeah.
not
even so,
on.
This morning, God was, like, in a really festive mood. He's like, today celebrate John's Face Day. So, because, you know, he's only 10, and you guys, just because he hears God and God talks to him and, he, you know, and they're like best friends, this is still a faith walk for a little 10-year-old, okay? It really
yes,
is. I
yes.
mean, every day that God's not here, he cries. He wants him to come. He's just like us throwing a fit, you guys.
Aww.
He's sitting here right next to me right now, but God said it's spoiled John Day and encourage him in his faith. So we just went on a really fun hike in the mountains with my sister. It was a blast, and now we're on our way to go get pizza at Costco, and then we're going to GameStop to get a new game that just came out. He can't wait to get.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're just killing time until God gets here. But
mm-hmm.
I just want to encourage everyone to, you guys, treat yourself well, okay? Be nice to you.
Amen.
Be nice to you and encourage yourself because, you know, if we're not gone by this weekend, we're going to Tahoe. And, you know, we know that God's coming today, and we're excited. But God's giving us permission to reward ourselves for our faith. And this is really cool because he hasn't done this yet. So today little John's getting spoiled. And then this morning when he woke me up, he told me all about, I don't remember Christine Pina's daughter's name, but the first thing he told me when I woke up was, make a video and dedicate it to her and tell her how much I love her. So I made that video
aww,
this morning.
Oh, right.
And God's in a festive mood. He's just celebrating people today, and I'm really excited. Like, I've never had this happen to me. And my son, little John's all excited because it's all about him. And we went on a walk, and he talked to me and my sister all about wrestling. And it's his special day, you know, and
good.
You guys have permission to reward yourself for your faith. I mean, it really isn't easy believing what God's asked us to believe. It really isn't. I mean, if you ask anyone, it's a faith walk, you know, it's to believe he's coming today and to believe it with your whole heart. And to go that deep in your faith, you know, you guys are, we're moving mountains with this kind of faith. And it's exciting.
Yes, we are.
And God's just, like, really pleased with us. I mean, I feel his pleasure over this church. He's like, you know, you have to be a warrior in the faith to be able to keep doing this. You really do have to be a warrior.
Yes, definitely.
To believe
Amen.
With your whole heart every
Amen.
Day that Christ is coming. And to not be disappointed when you wake up the next day. And we're absolutely
not at all.
But,
not
you know, little John last night, he was crying. He's like, I just want him to get here. I know he's never lied, and I know he's coming. But, you know, he cried. He's like, I'm just tired
Aww.
Of waiting. And that was
yeah.
so cool that, you know, I just want everyone to know, I don't care if you go to heaven 5 times a day and God talks to you nonstop. It's still hard waiting for him, okay? It's hard
yes.
to not kiss his face. It's hard to be in this
exactly.
world.
Exactly.
When we know this
exactly.
is in our home, and we get every day we wake up here and he hasn't come. We're more and more detached. It's really hard. It's really, I mean, it's hard to, like, little John was telling me, Mom, it's just weird to, like, because we're out in Babylon right now together. I'm driving. But he's like, it's just really weird to be around people who think they're going to be here tomorrow. It's hard. It's sad for him.
Or like, people who don't even believe the rapture in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who don't. It's sad.
It's just
very
kind of
sad.
Hard to see it. Because, you know, you
oh,
know
oh
like,
they will, though. They will.
Yeah.
Oh,
so.
They will. Yeah, God will get them. They'll be shocked out of their
yeah.
heads.
They'll
be shocked out of their heads.
Now can they, people are just so like, if they can't believe the rapture is now, can they at least believe it soon or just close? I mean, they can't even believe
Amen.
That. They think it's like 50 years away, but it's not.
Oh, no, it's not. Oh, no.
Anyway, I love you guys. Thank you, everybody.
Okay, we love you too,
honey.
Hang in there. Hang in there. Yeah.
I signed
in. Hey, man, have a fun day.
Yeah, I'm going to catch all this. I'm going to listen to all the shows in the archives today later on. I can't wait. That'll be a blast. But, yeah,
okay.
We went to the woods, and we just, it was really pretty. It's a really pretty day in California. We had that big earthquake last night.
Yeah.
And we felt that for sure, but it's really cool that, it's like a beautiful day. The sun is shining. It's like
Enjoy
85
it.
Degrees.
Wow.
It's really nice after an earthquake.
Yeah. Anyway, I love you guys.
Okay.
Love you too, Judy.
Yeah, Jason. And hey, Luco, you should take a trip
yeah.
to meet us in Tahoe since you're so close at the Oregon border. You should meet us in Tahoe on Saturday if we're here. I don't think we'll be here.
Wow.
I think we're leaving.
Sounds nice.
About that.
Bring your guitar.
Luke is like, not all of us have an unlimited credit line.
Dude, I could barely afford gas to stay in town.
I just drained my bank account shopping for my kids.
Well, we're fortunate
yeah.
because our we have a family member who owns a house in Tahoe that everyone can go to if they want, and so... Yeah.
Uh-oh. We've got a commune now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, we should invite the whole Rapture Center Church to the to
Go
place
party at Tahoe.
That's great.
Okay, open invitation.
Yeah, yeah.
Inbox me if you want to go to Tahoe on Saturday. I don't think we'll be here, though, because, you know, the Rapture's today. So.
That'd be fun to have a slumber party until we leave, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we don't have that much money, too, but it's spoil Nate Day.
We really are living by faith.
Yes,
but,
absolutely.
You know, we out.
Okay. Well, we'll go to Tahoe and get raptured.
It might be kind of hard for Jason to and Ashley to hop on a plane and go to Tahoe on Saturday.
Yeah, me too.
You have no idea.
Judy,
I would.
Your credit? Judy, with your credit, can you, like,
coast.
Buy me a helicopter?
Pick us up, honey.
I'll go to Tahoe if you get me a helicopter.
Yeah,
oh my
fly
God,
it over here and pick the rest of us up.
Yeah,
you guys are gonna
I'll do like
this.
A trip around the world first.
Yeah, you guys, for real. I've been around the world. It's not as fun as waiting for the rapture, trust me. really, this is much funner than when I traveled the globe for 3 years. This is much funner waiting for God to come, way more adventurous every day.
No,
but,
I was talking about
like,
taking everybody up to go to Tahoe.
Oh,
just
yeah,
take us there.
You can do that. Hey, you guys, I came home from our walk, and I had flowers at my front door delivered from the U.K. Can you believe that?
Oh, wow, how beautiful.
No.
Oh, that's so cool. Who sent you flowers?
I know. I'm like, who did this? And, yeah, right next from the U.K. had flowers. Do you not have your shoes?
Oh,
oh
how
yeah.
precious.
Oh. I know.
Judy, you can't see this because you're not in the chat, but Blah came back tonight. So, you know, God answered my prayer on that.
Oh,
yay,
Blah.
Blah, thank
Blah.
You. Thank you, sweetie.
Thank you for getting us. Yeah, we love you. And who else is in the chat? Red X?
No, Red X.
No, Red's not
Red.
In there.
Red's doing
Blah
good.
Says, hi, Judy.
She started her own rapture-centric church in the U.K. There's like 8 people. They meet once a week now. She said it's totally awesome.
Great. I bet. Yes. Wow. Super.
Maybe I'll just show up at her doorstep.
She'd love it.
John wants Blah Talk to know that he made a character. He has this WWE wrestling game he plays, and you can create characters and make them look a certain way. And he made Blah Talk. He said, "Tell Blah I made a wrestling character," and he made
Aww.
Him. He made Uso. He made Jason.
Didn't he give me a really big butt?
I'm gonna make Jason.
Did you hear that, Blah? You're a wrestling character now.
I'm Jason in the game. He's gonna have Vince McMahon's entrance because he's like the boss of everything.
Jason is the boss of everything.
Yes, he is.
Is Jason what's the
he's
the
general,
giant,
but he's the boss.
Name Andre the Giant.
Anybody want a peanut?
I gotta come up to PA and whoop you now.
You may have me in height, Jason, but I'm pretty stout.
Hey, Jason, are there rocks
yeah.
ahead? If there are, we'll soon be dead.
Of course, I've seen those bear claws of yours. You could probably palm my head.
You guys, it is so exciting believing 100% that the rapture is today. I've never been happier in my life. Like, I'm walking
Good.
Into Costco now, and I'm, like, just so excited. Just really, I
and next
that
time
belief.
There's a quake, you need to go find the fault line and start stomping on it because I really believe we're out when California falls off. So if you can get California to break off, then we're gone.
Yeah, California is just going to float away somewhere.
Oh, my
know,
sister.
Man.
God will take care of her.
Man, I wonder what Oregon's going to do.
It'll be beachfront property for the trip.
Beachfront property on New Mexico.
Yeah. Little John wants Luco to know that the character that he made, Luco, the character in his wrestling game, is the funniest looking one of all, with a really big bubble butt.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
Luke's got a nice butt on.
See that little X-Pac guy X-Pac or whatever his name is?
I have, like, a reverse butt. It's so skinny, it, like, goes inside. No.
So it's still beautiful.
That's an image I really wanted to have in my head tonight.
Hey, you guys, I know the show's about to end, but I just want to tell you guys really quick that God told Little John, he said, that's the last big quake in California last night, but he said there's going to be smaller ones, but that's the last big one before the mega quake, which happens, you know, we leave before the mega quake, and he specifically told John that last night. It was really exciting.
There were 63
Amen.
Today. There were 63 around the United States. One of those was Japan, so there's 62
wow.
in the United States today.
Oh my
today,
God.
Today.
Whoa,
today.
That's a lot.
Yes, it's a lot. And one out of the 63 was in Japan. The rest were all in the United States.
Yeah, because Babylon's going to get it handed to them. That's why.
Well, hopefully it wakes people up and they tell God they're sorry and get with it, you know? Really.
He wanted to tell Blah Talk that he has a dancing entrance in the wrestling game. Blah Talk dances.
Blah Talk dances.
He dances?
Yeah. Hold on one second.
Okay, guys, 60 seconds. Say
okay,
something really
cool. Okay,
we
love everybody. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Come, Lord Jesus. Come. Come get us. Fetch us, Lord.
Like, okay.
Come fetch us.
Get us out of here.
You've got 45 seconds, guys. Say something really cool here.
Protein shake.
Jesus loves all of you. Talk to him about everything. Just have a talk with him.
Got to dig deep.
Got
to
just
seconds.
Talk
dig
to
deep.
Him. Oh, my.
We love you, Jesus.
We love you, Jesus, yes. We trust you. We know you're coming soon.
Yes.
Too many people are getting
raised. Guys, I love you all very much. I'm glad
okay.
we can all be together. I hope some people are getting raised
Amen.
Up in their strength and love with the Lord.
Amen.
Tomorrow morning show, more of the same. Hope everybody that can be there will be there. Maybe
yes.
our brother Duff will be back. But, guys, have a good night. I love you all very much. And
okay.
maybe we'll just
love
go ahead
too.
And move tonight and we'll hang in heaven.
Okay.
Love you all.
That's
yeah.
good.